And now, another hilarious radio version of Jumbo, Broadway's gayest, most entertaining theatrical production, presented by Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast. Tonight, an actual audience of over 4,000 people has gathered around the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome as guests of the Texas Company. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, and others.
Because your uncle left you a fortune, I'd marry you no matter who left it to you. How much money's you got, Jellicoe?
Well, about $500,000.
Did you say $500,000? Proceed with the letter. No, don't write her a letter. I'll go to her tonight and deliver your message in person. When is Mrs. Whittlebone in?
Well, she lives with her spinster aunt. And her aunt puts out all the lights at 10:30.
That's when I'll be there, at 10:30.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Bowers. I'd rather write the letter.
Don't do it, Jericho. Say it with flowers. Say it with sweets. Say it with artichokes. Say it with eats. Say it with jewelry. Say it with drink. But always be careful not to say it with ink. A dinkity, a dinkity, a dinkity. Ink, a dinkity, a dinkity.
Mickey.
What is it, Matt?
It's New Year's Eve. The whole world is celebrating the birth of a new year. Oh, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Why not?
Oh, you know why not. I hoped we'd be married by this time. Instead, we keep on postponing it. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Don't be silly. The circus is doing better all the time. And as soon as Dad can see his way clear to save the show from the auction, well, our troubles will be over.
Sounds all right. But I'm tired of living in dreams. There's always the disappointment of a rude awakening.
Oh, Matt, I'd rather dream. It makes life much more pleasant. We dream of lovely romance, stars in the sky, moon to entwine. But will our romance outlast the day?
Can we dream and let come what may? Mr. Jellicoe.
Well, we may raise the money for the circus yet. I met a rich widow in this town, and Brainy Bowers has gone over to see her. Maybe she'll help us out.
I have little hope for Brainy's friends. However, we must keep our spirits up. The tent is filled with many happy, smiling faces. And we've got a smile, too.
Hey, Mr. Considine, you better go out and announce the next act.
Okay, Jellicoe. Ladies and gentlemen, in the center of the sawdust ring, we present a novelty in the spirit of the season. The equestrians of the circus will now reproduce the effects of a gay and colorful merry-go-round as the orchestra plays Jockey on the Carousel.
Marry me.
Yes, how did she react?
Well, I took her little hand in mine and twisted it till she dropped the rolling pin.
What? You mean to say she attacked you with a rolling pin? Well, what steps did you take?
Very long ones. I wouldn't marry a woman with money anyway. I was in cut.
Is that so?
I'd be a big man today if I hadn't burned my fingers in Wall Street.
How are you?
I picked up a lit cigar.
Well, what are you going to do about raising money for the circus?
I got an idea that'll raise millions. I'm going to take Bosco the Strongman, turn him into a prize fighter, and match him against Joe Louis.
Why, have you got any grievance against Bosco?
No. If I can get anybody to lick Joe Louis, I'll make a fortune.
Oh, well, I hope your plan works.
It's got to work. Say, Bosco.
What is it, Mr. Bowers?
I'm going to make a prize fighter out of you and match you against Joe Louis.
I won't fight Joe Louis unless there's big money in it.
Okay. I'll offer you $50 in repairs.
Orky-dorky, when do we begin?
I'm your manager, and you got to start training right now. You can't eat red meat.
No red meat? I couldn't live without it.
Don't be foolish, Bosco. Why, I won't stop eating meat for 2 whole months.
Whose orders? The doctor?
No, the butcher's. Remember, Bosco, if you eat red meat, you'll get rheumatism.
I can get it. I got it already.
Well, I got the cure for you. If you run 10 miles barefoot in the snow, you'll get rid of your rheumatism.
What will happen then? I wouldn't have no rheumatism.
No, then you'll have the gout.
Which is better?
Well, I'll tell you. Suppose you take a bite and put your finger in it. And you turn the screw until the pain is absolutely unbearable. That's rheumatism. Then give the screw one more turn, and that's the gout.
I can't make up my mind which I like more.
Don't worry. You'll never be sick with me. You'll do plenty of exercise. Tomorrow you'll get up at 5 a.m. and go ice skating. I got 3 skates for you.
Why 3 skates? I only got 2 feet.
Well, you don't expect to be on your feet all the time. Then after that, you'll take this medicine ball.
Medicine ball? No, I could never swallow that.
No. You got to work with it for 5 hours. Then you'll do road work and skip the rope and run 20 miles. Exercise, that's the thing.
Hey, Bauer, what do you do when you feel the need for exercise?
Me? I just lay down till the feeling wears off.
Laws make out with your rich widow.
Oh, I'm afraid he spoiled everything, Mr. Considine.
He always does.
Oh, but now he's got a new idea. He's going to train Bosco, the strong man, to become a fighter and challenge Joe Louis.
Rainy Bowers and his crazy schemes will be the ruin of me yet. I'll go out into the arena and announce the next number. Ladies and gentlemen, the sawdust ring is filled with acrobats of the high wire and trapeze. The men swing their ladies through the air, flying like lovebirds in the night. While Nash and the Razorback sing songs of love.
Sally, won't you come back for the alley not a day? You can have your name, but what we're after is your sunshine and your laughter. No one else could be so pally. Beguile the alley sad without you.
the circus tent. I want to show you the latest Bauer's invention. Take a look.
Why, what on earth is that? Well, you've got tables and chairs around the arena. It's like a restaurant in the circus.
Exactly. Instead of just eating peanuts and popcorn, our customers can enjoy an 8-course meal while watching the show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Waiter!
Excuse me, Jellico. I got to wait on a customer. What is it, sir?
This chicken is no good at all.
Well, it ought to be. It won first prize at the poultry show. 11 years in succession.
Well, take it away and bring me something else. Have you got any wild ducks?
No, but we could take a tame one and make them soar.
Oh, never mind. I want 2 eggs and lay them right here on the table.
Hey, I'm a waiter, not a chicken.
And look at this steak you brought for my friend. It's burnt black.
A mark of respect. Our head waiter died this morning.
Well, take this steak back.
I'm sorry. I can't take that steak back. You bent it.
Well, I don't like this milk either. Is it fresh?
Fresh. 3 hours ago, it was grass.
Oh, this service is terrible.
I resent that. For your information, I own a 5% interest in a technical filling station in Albuquerque. And my business depends on service. If you drive up and ask for technical fire chief, everybody serves you. They check your oil, gas, and water. If you want to write a letter, I got a man with a pen, another man with an inkwell, and a third man sticks out his tongue to seal the letter. That's service.
Well, as you see, I've got a large party of friends here, and I want to order their food in a hurry.
Just give me the orders, and I'll relay them to the cook. And you'll have the food here before the words are out of your mouth.
Well, let's see how fast you can do it. Now, this gentleman wants 2 frankfurters.
A couple of Coney Island bloodhounds.
Wait, the man has changed his mind.
Chain up the pups.
Bring the lady a piece of angel cake.
1 foot in the grave.
This man wants a plate of hash.
The gentleman wants to take a chance.
This gentleman wants an oyster stew.
A bowl of submarines.
Put on some milk and butter.
Run the cow over it.
Mutton broth in a hurry.
Baba in the rain. Make him run.
Also a big baked potato.
Mrs. Wifey in a sealskin coat.
And for me, a cold lobster with cucumber salad and ice cream.
1 suicide.
Well, what else have you got?
I got ham and cabbage. Cabbage and ham. A little more cabbage and a little more ham. It's easy to see. You must be satisfied. Before I'm through, you'll know I've tried. If you don't like cabbage, I'll get you the ham. And if you don't like ham, then you're in a jam. But if you do like ham, you got me in a jam. I forgot to say, we're out of cabbage and ham.
Jellicoe.
Yes, what is it, Mr. Considine?
Get the arena ready for the old-timers act.
It's ready, Mr. Considine.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is fitting and proper that tonight, on the eve of a new year, you should see the great stars of yesteryear. When you were all youngsters dangling on your mother's knee, these men and women were already famous circus performers. So tonight, we bring you back fond memories when the circus played the garden down on Madison Square.
stations and dealers everywhere, we extend heartfelt good wishes for the coming year. And if during the past year, our efforts to entertain you have caused you to try Texaco products, we know you've found them exactly as described. Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline, for example, meets rigid United States government specifications. It is the same superior type of gasoline fire engines and ambulances must have. Reason enough why during 1935, more tourists bought Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline than any other single brand. So for 1936, again we say, drive with Texaco and save. Greetings to Los Angeles, where the governors of Texas and California sit at a joint New Year's Eve banquet to celebrate tomorrow's Rose Bowl football game between Southern Methodist and Stanford, and to commemorate the official opening of the Texas Centennial of 1936, which marks the 100th birthday of the Lone Star State. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program featured Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks, Adolph Deutsch musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Madison Square, Circus on Parade, Song of the Razorbacks, and over again from Billy Rose's Hippodrome production Jumbo, and Jockey on the Carousel from I Dream Too Much. This is the National Broadcasting Company.